When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
Take a moment. You're up. Just take a moment.
Oh, we're listening to the song.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn it up at least. Wendy's dancing. If you were watching this on YouTube right now, you'd be able to see that. Wendy's dance moves.
All right, cut. Welcome to Ramblings.
Oh, yes.
Chris and Wendy.
Ramblings episode.
I just wanted to get a little energy in here.
A little hypeness, a little bit of.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dang. Thought I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Chris Adams?
Chilling like a villain.
Just chilling.
Like Bob Dylan.
We had Nate Ford in the studio last evening.
Yeah, that was fun. That's going to be a good podcast.
Really good. I listened to most of it today.
I meant to.
And yeah, you told me about it.
I know. I sent you the link and everything.
Yeah, and I listened.
Even though it's not out, we can still listen to it because it's on our account. So it's private.
That's right.
It'll be out Monday, but when this comes out, that'll be in the past.
Monday will be in the past. Oh, right.
Yeah, because this is going to come out the following Monday. Dang. What the hell's going on? I'll tell you what's going on.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, my God. Do you ever take a shit at Walmart?
Never.
Okay, good.
I actually, that's kind of a thing of mine. I cannot go unless it's at home. I mean, it's
that
terrible.
True,
I have to
yeah.
turn everything on in the house.
Yeah.
Like blenders.
Yeah.
What else? Radios, TVs, fans. I'll turn fans on in three rooms.
Yeah.
Like just, not happening.
But listen, everyone out there, all our listeners know I have an ostomy bag.
I guess now we're talking about pooping.
It sucks, okay?
Yeah.
I have no control over when I go.
No.
And
sometimes it's really funny.
When it happens, you got to empty the bag. You got to drain it. And so I guess a lot of times, or I'm just at Walmart too much. I don't know. Maybe
That's probably it.
I just go to Walmart too fucking much.
Yeah. Don't go to Walmart while shitting. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, I'm going to say, like, I think men in general wait till they get to Walmart to take a shit.
Why would that be?
Numerous times I've gone to Walmart to empty my bag, and I'll go to the bathroom at the front of the store, and all the
stalls
are taken.
How many?
Like, usually about three taken. So I'm like, okay, I'll go to the back of the store. I walk all the way to the back of the store. All the fucking stalls are taken. I have to go use like the family one, and I don't have any family with me.
And that'd be weird if I went in with you.
Yeah, like this is my family. Come on. Yeah, two grown people. She's going to use the kitty toilet.
That's horseshit.
Because when you go into the family one, you have a regular size toilet. Then you have a super short one for kids. That's Wendy's.
Oh, nice.
That's Wendy's toilet.
I wonder if I could get up off it. How many inches from the ground is it?
I want to say like 6 inches. Like
oh,
if I had to guess.
Oh, that's a deep old squat.
Yeah.
Maybe if I like had a bounce to it, I could get up.
A bounce?
I don't know. I don't think I could make it up. I don't want to crawl on the floor of the bathroom.
No,
just
no.
so you can get family privileges.
No.
So what is the moral of this story? Don't go to the bathroom at Walmart.
WTF, why is everyone shitting at Walmart?
Oh, it's Is this investigative reporting?
Yeah, someone like, let me
we
know.
We need answers.
Like, does Walmart like induce shitting?
Yeah, probably.
Like, what's going on?
I can't remember
on?
The last time I went to the bath. I think I specifically attempt. I prefer to think of myself as a camel on the day when we're shopping a lot, because I don't think I like going to the bathroom.
No, I don't think you do
anywhere but home.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what, 4 more hours? I can do this.
No, you got to sit down every time, too. You don't have a...
It's a hassle.
You got to bring your go-girl.
Oh, shit. You can go
in the men's and use a urinal.
Has anyone else used a go-girl? Has
anyone out there use a go-girl?
It is so far for me.
Stand-up peeing apparatus.
Mm-hmm. After we... Was that before or after we camped that one time with Pat where our tent blew down? So I feel like it was after.
I think you got it after that. Yeah, did I get it for you, or did you get it for yourself?
I went and got my own go-girl.
Oh, okay.
What?
Dang, yeah. You go-girl.
I'm an independent woman.
Oh, are you?
I'll pee how I want.
Sheesh.
Anyway, it was a complete mess. I don't recommend it for the...
Yeah.
I mean, I should have been wearing plastic pants.
Yeah, she pissed everywhere.
I did. Like, so far, I don't see the benefit.
Yeah, so the go-girl, not
practice.
A great buy. Or,
I might have
to... Or you have to practice. You need to get, like, a little suction action going.
My stream might just be too strong for the go-girl.
Oh, really?
Perhaps.
How does that even work?
I don't know. Like, I'm competitive, so...
Yeah, you have strong stream.
I have
stream.
The best stream.
Oh, God. So we're talking about pee streams? Sheesh.
Not anymore. Let's talk about tuna and egg salad sandwiches.
Tuna and egg together in one sandwich?
No, two different sandwiches. You and I had a conversation a while back, and I wrote it down, and it was about who's ordering tuna salad sandwich at a restaurant and egg salad sandwich at a restaurant.
Like, I think you got to be a pretty boring person.
Like,
to,
you go to a restaurant
and get an egg salad sandwich.
And that, like,
over everything
you could have
else.
Steak,
like,
you could
even
have pancakes,
a
burger.
Like, you could have had a turkey sandwich.
Sandwich with cheese, awesome.
Yeah.
But you chose tuna?
Like, egg salad is what you have when you, like, realize like you got some hard-boiled eggs that are about to go bad.
Yeah, you go to your grandma's house.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad tasting, but
no,
in comparison...
Good. Yeah, I'd rather have a burger, especially if you're out. Unless it's like some kick-ass place. Oh, shit.
You got a text?
From Willie, yeah.
What's it say?
He said his dad is over in Boise right now. Oh, dang.
Oh, invite him over to be on the podcast.
He says, hello. Willie is my friend from Juneau, Alaska, who I've known since I was 16, and now I am 50, so that is 24 years.
You've known him since you were 16. Now you're 50, and that's 24 years.
34. No.
34 years.
No.
I mean, if that's the math.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a long-ass time.
I should answer when he calls more often.
Maybe, yeah. Like, you know, a lot of people have no friends
crazy.
That long.
Wow.
Yeah, sheesh. Stop being such a douche.
But he's kind of annoying. And I would say that to his face, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay, back to tuna and egg salad. Who's ordering them? Why are they on the menu? Would you have any other sandwich before either of those? I would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why are they there? Because you brought grandma with you?
Maybe, like, you know, that's what they grew up on and that's what they're used to.
They're like, we're at Red Robin. Known for its burgers, let's get a tuna salad sandwich.
I don't think they sell that at Red Robin.
They better not.
I would like to think they don't.
Yeah. Probably
if you do have an egg salad sandwich, Red Robin.
Oh, no, we have something else to talk to Red Robin about. We need them to accept my gift card.
Oh, yeah, online.
Yeah.
Because it's not been working. Yeah.
And this has been a terrible... Like, laying in bed at night thinking we're going to get some Red Robin on a gift card. And it hasn't happened.
It's not working.
So last night.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We did Sherry's.
Sherry's, yeah.
Because we were going to do Qdoba, but they were closed at 9.
Yeah, at 9.
Man, you want food like that past 9.
Oh, you know
9.
What I'm going to get us tonight?
No.
Crumble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We went to Target and we were in that area. I meant to like stop in. You know how at night we. You know how at night lately we're like, I wish we had something sweet and we don't really keep sweet stuff in the house. And so when we were at Target. And the liquor store.
We took Duchess to Petco.
Oh, yeah. That's always cute. Yeah. She tries to get everything on the bottom shelf.
Little ears back. She's like, that's mine. That's mine. I'll take that too. What?
So anyways, I forgot to go to Crumble Cookies.
Yeah.
And I also had another thought today that I was going to do, but I kept getting rides when I was going to go do it, is go get us each like one donut at that new Goat Star Donuts right on the boulevard. Just one.
Okay, not in the same day, because I told you I gotta stop eating carbs.
No. I wasn't gonna do those in the same day. It was gonna be either or, and I didn't do any of them.
Sheesh. So, thanks for talking about them though, and making me want them.
Yeah. Well, there's always DoorDash.
Oh, and you know what I made this morning before work? What? I made one of our HelloFreshes that we tried recently.
Which one was it?
We got a super good deal. I think it was pork something rigatoni. Bulgogi. Yeah.
Bulgogi.
It's been good. I've had 4 bites of it so far.
Yeah, the food we've gotten from them has been pretty good.
We had 2 burgers from them, both really good.
Yeah, both really good. Both had different tastes to
them. I wouldn't weigh yourself after you eat them.
No, no. There's a bun.
Yeah, you know. And it's delicious. They make you toast them.
I wish they had like a thin bun option.
Thin whole wheat bun option.
Something, but a good whole wheat.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Just because not even, you know, a lot of times those thin buns, don't have very many less carbs. Is that the proper way to say that?
No, totally wrong.
But
very many less?
Very many less carbs.
That would never be right.
Not very many less carbs.
Oh my God.
But, you know, you don't feel as bloated after when you have a thin bun as opposed to a fatty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm like,
there you go. That's my bun theory.
I'm hoping I'm carrying right now like 6 pounds of water weight.
Oh, jeez.
That's like my hope. I mean, I'll be okay on the scale in my mind if I'm carrying 6 pounds. If I'm not, yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. How do you figure that out?
I don't know. I need to start eating keto again.
Yeah, so we got to get back to that. Yeah. I'm strict. I don't want to gain any of my weight back that I've lost.
We
got
to get back to body combat.
Oh, yeah.
Which we haven't even talked about on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Us.
We're not
currently
teaching
not
this
teaching
semester.
This quarter.
We just kind of went.
Not school.
Yeah. No.
Semester.
Did you say?
You said it.
Isn't it? I said it?
Yeah, you said we're not teaching this semester.
Yeah. So we decided not.
Yeah, we took a little break. Yeah. Do we want to talk about reasons why, or just we wanted a break?
Like what reasons why?
Well, that would be talking about it then, because we're on the podcast right now.
I don't know. I feel like the main reason why was your surgery.
Yeah, there was my surgery. That was a
surgeries.
Big reason.
I mean, now there's another one. So, yeah. That was kind of exhausting for me. I guess let's talk about it.
Okay.
Because I just realized what it was.
Yeah.
So it was mainly for me that and my mom.
Yeah, wanting to spend more time with your mom.
And just the emotional toll of that stuff. And then, you know, for teaching body combat, you got to give back a lot emotionally. Like, and if you're feeling, you know, burnt out inside because of your crap.
Yeah, just personal stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it's hard to give
it. Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah, so I didn't want to do like halvesies and not go all in.
Yeah.
So.
Faux shizzle.
Anyways,
So, yeah, we're not teaching right now.
Feels weird. I miss it. I miss the members. I don't miss. What? What don't I miss every week? Like clockwork.
Saturday morning at 8 a.m. getting up for class. She loves it.
Never.
You're a totally gross, boring nerd. Bonehead! Loser! Boring!
Really?
Geek.
Oh my god.
Wendy has always hated 8 a.m. Saturday
morning.
I like
made it my thing. Like, yeah. I knew
it was
you
like her
knew.
New identity.
You have glitter on your beard.
Right now? Yes. It's from those glasses that we took sure. photos with or shot a video with or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, shit.
What?
What were we talking about?
We were talking about glitter. And what was right before that?
It was funny. Oh, my God.
Could you pass me that shot?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, my God. I don't remember what we were talking about.
You,
where's mine?
Wherever
oh my
you
God.
Left it.
No.
Yeah. Are you going to leave, go off camera yeah. to go get it right now?
Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a short break. Actually, I'm just going to keep on talking. Oh, you know what I should talk about while you're gone? It's in my notes, The Circle. The reality show called The Circle on Netflix. It's trash TV, but entertaining. Wendy's resistant, but she watches like Road Rules, Vanderpump Rules.
No, I don't.
Real World.
No, that's embarrassing. I wouldn't do that.
She does, and she's trying to give me crap for watching a reality show.
It's probably in the search history because
that was really,
and O'Payton
actually really
watched
good.
It.
Lies. Lies.
I wish I could remember what we were talking about.
Oh, I was just talking about the
well,
circle.
Well, I know you were talking about The Circle, but before that, were we talking about tuna and egg salad?
We did talk about that. Like, why? Who's ordering it? Like, we don't know.
Okay.
Nobody knows. Oh, what about, I had a call from St. Luke's
oh
recently.
My God.
And they were asking me, you know, because I've been
so funny.
To St. Luke's a lot lately this past year. And
yes.
Got
too
a call
many times.
Recently, I think from a nurse. Just I don't remember what the point of the call was, but they were asking me, you know, health questions, you know, about my personal health. And near the end of the call, one of the questions was, are you deaf?
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone.
The whole time.
Yes.
I just died laughing.
Yeah. It was
are you deaf?
Funny.
Like, why wouldn't she ask you that at the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, how's that even a question?
Yeah.
Are you deaf?
Yeah. Why was it the last question, though?
Yeah.
Was that comic relief?
What if I said yes?
I don't know. You should have. I feel like you should have missed
yeah,
opportunity.
It
dude.
Was. Yeah, I should have said yes.
Dude, I'm trying to get back on track with what we were talking about before. And we were talking about how we weren't teaching body combat.
Yeah.
And, there were a couple of reasons and we were going to talk about it. It was my mom.
And my surgery.
Your surgery.
Yeah.
Did we talked about that?
Yeah, we did.
Did we finish that?
I think we did. But you're running the show.
I know.
It's Ramblings.
Yeah.
Currently directed by Wendy Mosier.
Boom. Chaos.
You're a totally gross, boring nerd. You're a totally gross, boring nerd.
Sheesh.
They make you do it sometimes.
Warning, bullshit alert.
That's right. What else do you have to talk about, Chris Adams? I thought you had a couple more items.
I've got, let's see here. Washington DOT thinks they found Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about this story.
I sure was.
I don't think I have anything saved. Did you save something on it?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, tell us about it.
Oh, it was like one of those road cameras caught something that they said, well, it was blurry and it was brown, and they posted that they found Bigfoot.
And
but like you said, Bigfoot might just be blurry.
Yeah. Well, obviously he
yeah.
is. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. And some people I've read some comments on it and be like, That just looks like a guy in the distance with like a snowsuit on.
It kind of looked like a bear to me.
Did it? I didn't look that closely.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I did not.
I'm so interested in that kind of stuff. Did we talk about this world's worst cat is up for adoption?
World's worst cat?
Yeah, and it's seriously, usually I would be on the cat side, but this cat does look super scary. I wish I could show the screen.
Can I see?
I'll show you. It's in the Statesman. Yikes. World's worst cat up for adoption at North Carolina shelter. Quote, she's just a jerk.
Huh. Wow.
Let me see if I can find. It's just like, this cat sounds kind of evil. Well, there it is. Should we play that? I'm going to play it.
Is it long?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh.
Do, do, do.
This is an ad. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Also, if you're listening to this and you haven't subscribed or followed us,
we're going to do a little tutorial on how to do that.
You follow us on SoundCloud or subscribe on CastBox. Mm-hmm. Go there.
Just go there on your browser. Look for Toasted Marshmallow Adventures, right?
Yeah. Or go download the app, SoundCloud or CastBox. Easy peasy. When you subscribe to us, you get a notification as soon as a new episode comes out. You can listen to them first.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Before all your friends
do. We would love that. Yeah, and tell your friends, please.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, shit. Here's the cat. But...
Doo-doo.
This, I don't like this.
Not good. It's not good for podcasting.
No.
Like, I think the director should cut that.
Right. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I do what I want. That's what you say.
Yeah. You gotta sometimes.
Anything else to share with the podcast, Chris Adams?
Well, I was gonna say, I think we could have a good chance of getting someone, one of the contestants from the circle on the podcast.
What?
Because they're not really big. They had this show, you know, they kind of have a following, but, you know, they're not huge. Oh my God.
Does that mean I have to watch it?
Yeah, you do. It's decent.
I feel like it's like,
you can be a catfish on it too, if you want.
Brother. Is that what it's called?
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
I never watched that.
Well, that's like they're stuck in a house. No, this one's there in separate rooms.
Yeah, they don't see each other in person till the end.
Oh, my God. Do you know who won?
I do, yeah. I watched it all.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I was laid up.
It was the person you were picking or rooting for?
It was one of them. I thought it was going to be between certain two.
I'm not sure how I feel about you right now.
And it was.
It was?
Like, you know, I don't care what you think about me. I'm my own person.
That's so not true.
We're getting some comments right now on Facebook from Comic Nate Ford. He shared something that we posted, and he commented on something too.
Nice.
I'll have to look at that later.
What was I going to talk about? It was about what we did today. Or what we
worked mostly. Well, we did some.
We took Dutcher Dipper Doo to
Petco.
Where the pets go.
Where the pets go.
She loved it. She put her little ears back.
Oh, yeah. She loves that. She got some
knee bones.
Knee bones. That's her like new favorite.
Yeah.
She loves a knee bone.
She eats the whole thing.
Yikes. Is that good for her to eat the bone?
I don't know. It was there.
Shit bone.
And then the next day it wasn't. She ate it.
Yeah.
Like, and she still has teeth. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have any teeth left. She's got chompers.
Well, you felt her jaw muscles.
Yeah.
She, like, on each side of her head, on the cheek, it's like big-ass, bulgy jaw muscles.
Yeah, they're huge.
Like, little, like, golf balls under there. Yeah.
Crazy jaw.
Yeah. Crazy. But she'll let us take stuff out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. Yeah,
I might almost up to my wrist at one point trying to grab something. Yeah,
was that the seal skin thingy?
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Was that what it was?
It probably was.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Did she do that?
No. I thought she went and like got it one time.
Oh, wow. Like,
a while back.
Because I know Spirit did it, too.
At your mom's house.
Yeah.
Your mom's house.
I can't remember what else we were going to talk about, so... It's been 24 minutes.
I think that's it.
I thought there was something else. Either we had fun last night with Nate Ford.
Yeah, that was really cool.
A podcast coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Eric Cole coming tomorrow at 1. We're going to record that. Oh, shit, I know.
It was how we got on our favorite podcast this week.
Oh,
or one of them.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, tell it.
Hype. Yeah, so we saw on Instagram that Theo Vaughn's podcast this past weekend on Instagram asked for people to submit questions for Mark Normand, who is like a new favorite comic of ours.
Yeah, we and, have tickets to go see him.
Yeah, we do. In August.
Salt Lake City.
That's right. Join us.
Wise Guys.
Hashtag join us. That'd is it be Wise so Guys? Fun. Yeah.
The name of the club. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last time we were there, we saw
Ari Shaffir,
his renamed storytelling show.
And Mark Normand was there, but
we didn't even know who he was
at the time.
This happens to us.
Yeah, so we like didn't pay like special attention. We were like, oh, we don't know who that is.
We have a blurry picture of him right over there.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, they all took their shirts off at the end. I took a blurry picture.
Oh, yeah.
And then blurred it up. Or made it bigger.
Yeah, it's blurry, but... Yeah,
you can tell who he is, right? He's the one on the end.
Yeah, he is. You can tell who Bert and Ari are.
And Steve Renazzisi. And who's the...
Was Sean Patton there?
He was, but not in
picture. Yeah, he didn't take his shirt off.
No, but I think that's... He's a bigger dude. Isn't that Ryan O'Neal next to Ari?
Is that who that is? I'm not sure. I forget.
All right, so how'd that happen? Oh, so the podcast, we submitted...
A video.
Because Theo was asking for people to submit questions for Mark Normand.
Yes.
So at night, we took a little video. Like, we tried to come up with, like, what are we going to ask a question?
Yeah.
So we decided on your best and worst performance, right? In comedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
What episode? Can you type in this?
What?
On the, just type in THIS.
Oh. Okay.
And then space. PA. Uh-huh. Okay, there we go. Found it. Okay, it is episode number 258 of this past weekend on YouTube. And our thing is about an hour and 34 minutes in if you want to go watch it.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they put us on the screen and they're talking to us and they totally roast us. Yeah.
They roast Wendy.
Yeah.
Did they roast me?
Well, they called you Tom Segura, but that's not bad.
It's not really a roast.
No, you do look like him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they call me Don Rickles.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital the last time, someone who worked at the hospital came in my room and she goes, you know who Tom Segura is? I said, yeah, he's one of my favorite comedians. She goes, you look a lot like him.
Yeah,
that was really weird. And she went to the show that we went to the Egyptian Theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Good show, yes. Yeah, that was really funny. That's a good one.
He charges more than Theo Vaughn. These tickets in Salt Lake were $15.
Yeah. Mark Normand, if you're listening, and I know you do.
You need to raise your rates.
Yeah, you should up your ticket prices. Because when we saw $15, we were like,
I want 100
of them. We'll take 100 tickets, but there's only two of us, so we only bought two.
It just seems way too cheap. At least 25.
Yeah, up your prices.
Yeah, that's too low. You're too good. You've opened for Seinfeld. Come on.
Yeah, Seinfeld. Sheesh, like one of the biggest names in comedy.
Yeah, he loves you. And he's been on some late night stuff. I don't think we've
watched
it.
Conan or something, yeah.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, raise your ticket prices.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy.
More.
happy. I mean, yeah. I was like, okay, cool, but I totally would have paid more.
Yeah. Trip to Salt Lake City when in August. So yeah, we could go to like Lagoon.
Oh, yeah. We wanted to,
yeah, while we're there.
Ride the rides?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Lagoon. Let's talk about Wendy's first time at Lagoon.
Why? Well, this isn't this is my show, right? I run the ramblings.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, about roller coasters. Had you been on a roller coaster before that day?
No. Well, maybe Disneyland, that kind of roller coaster.
Like an actual roller coaster, or was it like It's a Small World?
It's a Small World. If it was like a roller coaster. But no, not like a roller coaster.
And yeah.
And I'd been on like rides at carnivals.
Like the fair? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are like, am I going to die or what?
Yeah. When was this cleaned last?
Oh, never.
Yeah, the guy always looks like he hasn't showered in a month and a half.
Oh, the one running it?
Like,
yeah.
Why don't just go to a truck stop, dude.
You got your ticket or your wristband.
Oh, my God. He's usually missing some teeth.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, really bad
spots. It's like a prerequisite. Because,
I mean, I got
like
a really bad tooth now, so I am not judging. But, like, they're usually in the front, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, somewhere in the front, like, four.
Like...
You know, top or bottom, front four, yeah. Missing some shit.
He's spitting like tobacco out of his front hole.
Oh, I went to the fair here once, and there was a, and I can't say much about this, but a former patient running one of the rides.
Oh, no.
And I work at a psychiatric hospital. I wasn't too sure about getting on it. But I realized that he was just the ticket collector. He wasn't like, he had the controls and shit, you know? Yeah. It's a true story.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I remember one year in Juneau. So, I mean, we never had stuff like that. This is like the only way to get to this town in Alaska is... boat or plane. So like if the carnival came, that was huge.
Like that was a big deal.
That would be in the Nugget Mall. Like, it would take up the whole Nugget Mall.
That'd be
Mall.
Like going to Disneyland.
For a Juno kid?
Yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
And I don't remember where I got my money, but I had $9.
Oh shit.
And Kim Osterman and I went.
Was that enough to get a bracelet?
$9. It was $1 a ride. I don't know. I didn't want a freaking bracelet.
The unlimited bracelet?
Oh, I don't think they had that in Juneau. A buck a ride when I'm a kid?
That was
1979. Think how expensive that is compared to how much rides are.
Oh, yeah.
It was a buck a ride. An actual dollar. There weren't tokens. This is Juneau.
Where you're like... thinking you're like a big spender going on a ride.
No, I was like, I made this is my allowance. This I worked hard for this.
So you did chores for it?
Yeah. So
and
I
what
had
kind
to,
of chores?
We're gonna come back to what the ride was, right?
Yeah, but what kind of chores?
I did everything. Whatever like what, my mom
dishes?
Asked me. Yeah, dishes.
Vacuuming.
Sure.
Dusting.
Yeah.
Cleaning out the shed.
Yeah, well, mostly like cleaning, because this is in Juneau, so I clean the snow off the shed. That would have been one of my jobs.
Okay, just clean your room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only child, though, so my room was pretty clean.
Did you ever sweep and mop?
Never swept. Oh, maybe we did sweep. I definitely did mop, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I clean shit.
You clean shit.
Hashtag I clean shit.
And then you grew up to clean shit.
What?
Dang, it's like foreshadowing.
No, it wasn't. Because I remember being in my 20s and like not knowing how to clean my apartment, like freaking out about it.
Like you were freaking out because you didn't get how cleaning worked.
Yeah, like it had gotten so bad that I didn't know how to come back from it.
Oh, so it got so messy?
Mm-hmm.
That you're
I had a meltdown.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that, but like it wasn't because...
Like I didn't know where
didn't
to start.
Know,
no,
like,
I feel like I really...
How cleaning...
I didn't know.
Functions.
I just went, I don't even know. I remember it was a boyfriend that like got me through it. He helped clean my kitchen. I was like, okay, I can
do this. Which boyfriend was this?
Nate Seitz.
Oh.
He's the one that commented on Facebook, weird hair.
Yeah, and he had that weird nickname.
What Nate, was Nate it? 88?
No, wasn't it like Nate Hatred?
Oh, Nate Hatred, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's one of Willie's friends, not anymore. But,
sheesh. Yeah. Sounds like a nice guy.
I don't really think so. Okay, so we're coming back to my $9.
$9 at the carnival in Juneau,
Alaska.
Yes.
So Kim and I were there, and I spent my $9. We went on the zipper 9 times in a row.
That's the one that you're in, like, the cage.
Yeah, and you're goes flipping and turning. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, there was nobody in line. There's, like, 5 people at the carnival. It's, like, 60 degrees.
So they were just letting you keep going.
Yeah, we just went. So my dollar went far, but we went 9. As many dollars as I had, and it was 9. I would have gone 20.
Were you paying for whoever else was in
there?
No,
she had $9, too.
Oh, so you got to go 9 separate times.
No, we went 9 times together.
9 times together separately. Separate rides.
No, I think it was 9. I think it was $1 each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we went 9 times together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Separate rides, but together.
What do you mean separate
ride? Like there was one ride and then another second ride.
Okay, you're just trying to make things confusing, but yeah. Okay, so we were you and I were talking about when we go see Mark Norman, maybe we could go to Lagoon, and you were talking about my first.
Oh, for the first part of the day, you
I was paralyzed.
And Peyton, right? Peyton was there.
No, Brannigan.
Brannigan. Oh, wouldn't
we were
go,
both like, let's just ride the
yeah, like the rides
teacups
are at the fair.
Yeah,
like let's they stay have some on of the those. Ground.
And yeah. Brannigan, I'd be like, you want to do that? Yeah, and he'd be like, yeah, cool. And we'd leave Chris.
Swirly thing where you turn the wheel in the middle.
Twist-a-rama
and
sure, or whatever.
Whatever. Twist and shout.
Yeah, we did some kind of flying thing.
Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome. This kid understands that I'm terrified.
And I'm going on roller coasters already while they're doing this other stuff.
Yeah. We're like, we'll see you. There's no line over here at the teacups.
And it wasn't like halfway through the day.
Yeah.
What happened? Totally, what happened in your head?
I don't know.
You were like, oh, no, I know I, you thought like, okay,
I drank Fireball, dude.
When you thought also like, they don't make these to kill people.
No, but see, the first one you took me on was that wooden one, and I think that one was made to kill people. That one actually was like painful.
It's not made to kill people, I hated but yeah, it. Those are a little more jerky.
I would never do that again.
Yeah.
It was painful. Like you could throw out your hip.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you know, that's like.
I mean, that's old school.
And then we went on that one.
You know, that's part of the experience.
What was that one called?
The
No Line.
Not the Commander.
Just go over and over and over.
Not the Comanche. The Kamikaze? No.
No.
The.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I'm gonna search it. Keep talking. Thank our listeners.
Yes, thank you, listeners, for listening. Also, go subscribe on CastBox or follow us on SoundCloud.
How do they do that?
Well, you just go. You can do it on your laptop or desktop. You can go to the website.
Colossus,
yes. Yes, I said like not Comanche. Anyways, hold on. Go to CastBox or SoundCloud, the website on your PC or laptop, or download the apps on your phone. They have apps for both, and follow us on SoundCloud or subscribe CastBox.
Please just push the button.
And you'll know exactly like when a new episode
Here's
comes
the button.
Out.
This is all we're asking for, right? Boop.
Yeah.
And then you don't want the notification, turn it off. Right?
Yeah, if you don't want it, but if you do want it, you'll know
just
exactly
subscribe.
When a new one comes out.
If we had like something we could put red on the screen flashing, it'd be right here.
Oh,
press
yeah.
Press the button. Just press it.
Yeah.
Right here. This button. Push it.
I might be able to do that.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
So,
sheesh, let's get out of here.
I know. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to sign out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
Home.